Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Oscars are over, but we are just getting started here on Post Show Recaps, a special edition of Post Show Recaps Theater. My name is Grace, and I think I have a co-host. Just let me check my QR code. Yes, it's my typical host, Ariel. Ariel, how you doing?
Listen, don't let anybody tell you you're past your prime, even though it is past the prime time of recording podcasts right now.
I haven't seen 11:40 in a long time, at least the PM version. I've not seen that one. Yeah. Yeah, Ariel, the Oscars literally just wrapped, like literally maybe 5 minutes ago, and we're on a podcast talking about them. We're going to give our immediate reactions. Make sure you're subscribed, postrecaps.com/movies for all our regular coverage. If any of the movies you're like, oh, I didn't watch that one, it actually looks good, and you go back, we did daily Oscars. We did a podcast on every single Best Picture nominee. So, yeah, check it out.
We're the real winners.
We are the real winners, potting at 11:40 at night. But Ariel, what did you make of the show?
I thought overall it was entertaining. You know, Jimmy Kimmel was a perfectly serviceable boss, host rather. Excuse me. I think
he's our boss. I think
he's our real boss. We work for him secretly. He's the shadow person. Mm-hmm. I thought he did. You know, he did a good job. It wasn't like, you know, standout, stellar, you know, laugh out loud moment after moment, but I thought he was entertaining. He was lively. He kept it moving. He didn't do too many bits. He has like a pretty good handle on this. And I think, you know, that part worked. And overall, as far as the awards, I thought there was good variety. And, you know, some people might say that's boring, but I, you know, it felt like a lot of things won. A lot of everyone got a little piece. Everyone got a little moment, or a lot of people did. And that's always nice. I feel like, you know, it feels a little fair that way, for whatever that matters.
I think that's true. And also somehow it did two things, which is there was two movies that kind of, I wouldn't say dominated, but really held the majority share of wins tonight. And I actually think there was a very interesting story that played out over the course of the night. If you were writing the Oscars, perhaps they did this on purpose, which was essentially, you know, Ke Kwan wins. I think it's the second award of the night. I don't get why they didn't open with that. I mean, Guillermo del Toro is a very fun winner.
Listen,
as well,
animation is cinema, Grace. Okay.
We'll start covering it more on the podcast. Fine. Fine. We see you.
I'll take any excuse to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse again.
Well, we're talking about that one. I mean, there's a movie called Mummies that came out this week. Did you see that one, Ariel? Are we going to talk about Mummies?
They're showing it at like 1 p.m. every day. I can't.
That's like, for, I it's because it's for children, I
things
think.
To do. I know that, but
who are in school? I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, see, it doesn't even make sense.
Anyway, whatever. But the Kiyu Kwan thing, I mean, I don't know how much they know who wins. Somebody has to, and I don't know how much that goes into like planning which ones go first and whatever. But I feel like you should start with the Kiyu Kwan because he's so good. He's so fun. I feel like it's like the thing I've seen most on Twitter is like, yeah, Kiyu Kwan's speech is really emotional. And so Everything Everyone at Once wins both that and supporting. And so it wins Jamie Lee Curtis. Then, like a horror movie, we learn about the big bad villain, which is very funny that it's All Quiet on the Western Front, a movie about
the
war.
The specter of war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like All Quiet on the Western Front wants to like take out Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I can feel this momentum shift happening. People are like, is Everything Everywhere All at Once? Or so you're going to lose? Is All Quiet on the Western Front going to win? Which I still think is very funny because like Netflix tries so hard to win on Best Picture.
It always feels like they're getting real close.
I know,
like,
I know.
And then you're like,
Power of the Dog last year.
Roma? Will Roma win?
I know.
Wow, it is going to win. And then, oh, wait, no, it didn't win. And then every time, and this one, to your point, this one's a little bit like no one kind of saw it coming. And then all of a sudden it starts winning things and you're like, wait,
it's winning score and
put this in like a weird everyone put this in like a weird score position and then somehow it's canceling all these things out. I'm just like, oh no.
No, but we get the screenplay win for Everything. That I think that was like a bit of a surprise. I think it winning. I think Banshees was sort of the front runner with Martin McDonagh. So it wins, and then it wins editing, and then it wins directing.
Yeah,
and
that one is definitely where it started. Like you feel the change, and ultimately, you know, it comes to bear out. But that's when the switch flipped, and you're like, all right, now go back to being quiet, All Quiet.
Very, very. I think people were really hoping that All Quiet would win Best Sound. To be very ironic that the quiet movie would win Best Sound. No, it goes to Top Gun Maverick.
Because of
movie.
All the buzzing of the towers. Like, that's really what won it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then Michelle Yeoh wins, obviously, and then they win at the end. I always think it's weird. One of my nippet is I obviously don't want I actually thought the speech cutoff was actually very generous. I actually think it didn't feel like they were cutting people off.
Not as bad as it has felt in the past.
And honestly, the only times I thought that they actually like I feel like they could have fixed it, but it would often be like someone would like give the full speech and they kind of end it as if that was the end of the speech, and then they'd like have a co-partner who also wanted to speak, but they like ended it in a way that was not like, because there's a couple times where they'd be like, all right, and now it's your turn. And then the next guy would go and they would not cut them off. But if you like ended your speech passionately before your co-partner,
there
had a
is
chance,
nothing more brutal to watch than seeing a person step forward and then hearing absolute silence. It is like, it is deafening. It feels so soul crushing to experience.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what it feels like to have it happen to you. It's like, oh no, I've been muted. I've been censored.
There's a moment tonight that I think is a step worse than like the mic being cut off. Is one guy goes and he's like, and thank you so much. And he backs up and the next guy comes to sneak in and goes, I just want to thank our families. And again, the music is blaring already and it cuts him off. Like that poor, I mean, at least he got to say it, but like,
at least he got to say it exactly.
Oh, yeah. So, but I wanted to make a point. At the end of the night, I feel like, all right, Everything ever all at once. And I know we've already heard the Daniel speak like twice. Like, I know that. But I'm also like, who's this guy? And I know he's a producer of the film. I know that. And that's like technically
he
who
looks
wins.
Kind of like Damien Chazelle a little bit.
What if he's like, thank you for the Babylon win. Babylon Hive, we did it.
Babylon Hive, we did it, y'all. I won something for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at least the Daniels like got the puppet at the end and say their thing. And I actually thought shout out to the Daniels for making perhaps like the most use your platform for also thank your families, but also use it for good. Talking about that drag doesn't hurt children. I thought that was great.
And thanking the teachers.
Oh yeah, that was
teachers.
Cute. Yeah. Yeah, so big night for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I was saying this in the Discord that like I do have to just remind myself that it's one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. And it's so strange, Ariel, that it won Best Picture.
Maybe some people were like, I didn't understand it, so I'm just going to vote for it.
Everyone seems to like it, though, so I better rank it high. Yeah.
My one friend was texting me. She's like, ugh, I guess I'm going to have to try watching that movie again because she like didn't get through it.
I I did. Yeah. I mean, I think out of all the best pictures, it's probably, it feels like it potentially is the most polarizing. And you've been making this point about like the ranked balloting was going to maybe like be the demise of everything ever all at once, but no, it wins. And it's very fun. I do feel like there's a thing that like, there were other movies that I maybe like more than Everything Ever All at Once, mm-hmm. but nothing feels more important. I feel like Everything Ever All at Once winning is really important. Like we have Michelle Yeoh talking about like little kids who look like me, you know, it's a weird movie, like let people make weird movies. Yes. You know, it's an Asian American story in 2023. You know, I am like very happy that it won.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I'm very happy as well. And especially like getting writing is a huge one for the Daniels, especially. Yeah. I mean, they won, they won directing as well, but I think the writing always to me feels like the little bit more prestigious one, just as far as like really giving it to those individuals, mm-hmm. you know, where it always feels like very pointed. And yeah, they got to make a lot of speeches. these two did.
Yeah. Most words I think on the stage all night.
Especially Daniel Kwan. I mean, they're the Daniels, but Daniel Kwan was making more of a statement. I'm just saying.
His jacket was phenomenal.
His jacket was definitely making a statement. And wasn't the other Daniel wearing like a bolo tie or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
I think so. Yeah, they're tremendous. A very fun win. Michelle Yeoh, I was kind of worried that like the momentum is happening and then Cate Blanchett was going to also
come in. Cate Blanchett was going to get up there and be like, you need to sublimate yourself. Like, Michelle Yeoh, you didn't do it. I mean, for sure, we said it a million times, like we felt it was kind of between them. If Paul Mescal wasn't going to win Best Actor, I was hoping he was going to sneak in Best Actress win, but that didn't happen either. So it's
fine. See, he was sitting right behind Michelle Yeoh. He had just lost. He's
gonna push her out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
He had just lost and he looked so happy for Michelle Yeoh.
I mean, he had like that like redness on his face of like embarrassment and happiness. And like, you know, it's a complicated time.
I noticed that they, throughout the night, they didn't do the camera on every nominee until the end. When it got real serious, that's when they decided to make sure everybody was on camera.
Maybe that takes longer. Maybe that was like a thing that they, I don't know. Maybe, probably not, I guess.
It takes longer, but it's also more work, right? If you don't have to worry about like getting every, you know, and also like people don't care. You know, I mean, no offense. I mean, I love movies. So I'm very happy that people who like are in costuming get to be rewarded.
Take coming from Grace.
But like, if you have someone on the camera, like, I don't know who you are. Necessarily.
Just like the guy who came up at the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. If they put it on the producers, I'd be like, I don't know you guys. Yeah.
It reminded me of like in the NFL when they give the trophy to the owner first, as opposed to the Stanley Cup, that they give to the players. It's always like, I don't know who this guy is.
It's because Canadians are nice.
I watch a whole other group of people the entire season, and now I'm looking at this guy.
This normally is like an old man who could barely hold it. That's mm-hmm. the Stanley Cup is like gigantic, and the NFL mm-hmm. trophy is tiny. That's because they have to give it to an old man first.
That's like the exact reason why.
And that's also why the Oscars. They should, yeah, why the Oscars are tiny, because you never know who's gonna get it. Michelle Yeoh, she's not past her prime. She can still hold it.
She's got it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the other, you know, I thought that there was some nice synergy between the lead actor and actress wins in terms of Michelle Yeoh and Brendan Fraser kind of being someone like I tweeted out, like I think 5 years ago, these are tremendous surprises for people who not just are nominated but win. Brendan Fraser like kind of blackballed from Hollywood for a fair amount of time. I said this is my hot take. I love Brendan Fraser. I'm very happy he's getting opportunities to work again. Like they made a joke at Encino Man's expense. And I have to tell you, we watched that movie in school way more times than we should.
Listen, Encino Man was fun. Wasn't that Sean Astin, Pauly Shore? Come on.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like Brendan Fraser playing like basically a caveman or Tarzan in my childhood. It's very prominent in my childhood. So I just
literally breaking his back.
Yeah. So yeah. So I love him so much. I think he's great. I'm like not super thrilled that like this is the performance. It's, I feel like there's similar energy with Jamie Lee Curtis ever like, okay. I mean, if she's gonna win, okay. Like, you know, she deserves to win, but like this one? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Both things I want to address. So first, Brendan Fraser. Grace, this win is amazing.
Oh, it's the first montage we get one, and I had to tag it. Like, oh my God, you're amazing.
I don't disagree. I think it's like it's complicated. I mean, we talked about the movie a bunch, or at least one time. You and I have talked about the movie a bunch offline. And I think you know, it does feel a little complicated. It's like, yeah, he deserves it, I guess, for this role more so than in other roles. The Jamie Lee Curtis thing is actually kind of feels like a little bit of the opposite, where like she deserves it more for previous roles than she's just like,
yeah, it they're not quite, you know,
the sense of this role. I just feel like all the other nominees deserved it a little bit more. And the Oscars does do that sometimes, where it's like, oh, I like this person. Like, it's not a popularity contest, but sometimes you like a person and you're like,
it's an accumulation.
Exactly. It's a body of work. Sometimes they're rewarding a body of work.
You get like a bump, I think, if you're like, if you were good enough, but you've also been like in Hollywood for years and never won or were nominated, you get this bump.
Oh, she was great in Halloween.
That's right.
Do this to her.
Oh, okay. I have a note. I have another critiquing the Oscars. Every time someone won, they would like give a little fact about them. And like, normally in the past, listen to this QR code and for more information on this actor. I was gonna do a whole like binary, like white square, black square, black square, black square, white square.
Two white squares, two black squares.
Okay. But this year I thought that the like facts were really strange. I thought like normally they're like, this is Jamie Lee Curtis's first nomination and first win. And then that's it. This year it was like, Jamie Lee Curtis produced Halloween Ends. And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. That's
Listen, sweet. They got to keep it interesting, Grace. We got to do the lowbrow and the highbrow. We got to give, we need four quadrant support from the viewers.
Yeah, was that the equivalent of last year's fan favorite moment when we broke the speedway?
I don't miss that. I blocked out that memory.
What did we break? Like, the causeway? What did we break?
Twitter moment, I don't know. The Speed Force.
Ah, yes.
I don't know. Whatever. If it was about the Flash, it was a Speed Force thing.
Yeah. So and then Brendan Fraser. So we have Jamie Lee Curtis. I feel like is like you know, this is the accumulation of your body of work. Where Brendan Fraser, this is like, let's celebrate the comeback. It's great. You know, I don't think it's like a bad performance. And I you get what you get. And he's, you know, someone who's trying to make this comeback, and this is what he gets. I just think like it's complicated. Like I don't know that like in 5 years we're gonna feel great about the fat suit technology, but whatever.
We can rebuild him, make him fatter. Oh god. There's a part of it I'm like, yeah, what about Hong Chow? Just give her best actor.
Okay.
Amazing.
Actually, forget everything I said about how I didn't really think he should win. He won, and he said, what did he say? Hong Chow is a he was making a lot of boat metaphors.
We bathe in her. I mean, that sounds gross. But like, he says something about like she has a body of water, and we are like lucky to be in her bay. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's saying Hong Chow is trying to drown us all. I think
drown us all in her immense talent. Absolutely.
Yeah. So so great. Hong Chow got shouted out at the Oscars. I mean, I wish she had won, but that's
we love. And
I also, I mean, this is the thing where like she was fine in the Whale. She should have been nominated for the Menu. So you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this before. Top Gun Maverick. This is a thing where I feel like it was dominated by Everything Ever All at Once and All Quiet on the Western Front. But then there is a bunch of stuff that I love that like won an award tonight. And I'm like very happy about it. So Top Gun Maverick wins for best sound.
Sound, Buzzing the Tower, 5 different names. We love it.
Uh-huh.
They all won. They all won an Oscar.
Women Talking won one of my favorite movies from last year. Sometimes I put it at number one. Sometimes I mix up my order. Sarah Polley, a great speech that was really great.
A Canadian
wins and produces maybe the funniest moment of the night, the unintentionally funny moment of the night, which is Sarah Polley is speaking. She's giving this tremendous speech about how the movie is about these women who don't all agree, but you know, make this radical form of democracy, decide what their future is going to be like in a violence-free society. They zoom out, and Frances McDormand as Scarface Jans is just looming over Sarah Polley in full costume. They didn't do it for anybody else. Nobody else got like a singular actor from the movie that they were in. Like, it wasn't like in the Daniels, we just so zoomed back.
Crazy.
And then there's like, you know, Q Kwan standing there. Like, no, it was just for Sarah Polley.
This was wild. This was incredible. This was like more use of Scarface Jans that we got in the entire movie.
That's so true.
So maybe that was part of the deal. She's like, I will be in the movie and I will finance the movie, but at the Oscars, if we get nominated, I have to appear as this character.
I guess it's probably maybe because she wasn't there, right? Like, I mean, it shouldn't have been. I mean, I guess you can't have it her be not in costume. Like, you get like zoom out and it's not her. But I feel like it would have been better if they zoom out and it's like all the ensemble cast of the thing. And like, I get it. Francis McDormand, like,
more hilarious. Just have one,
I know, random bought the rights, bought the rights to this movie, produced it, got it made. But it's so funny that she's just looming over Sarah Polley while she's winning her Oscar for adapted screenplay.
Scarface. Scarface, yeah. Yes, and like I said, you know, screenplay always feels like a very wow, I did this award, like, you know, it feels like less of a collaboration than some of the other awards. I'll put it like that. So you, very happy for Sarah Polley.
Yeah.
And the other like one-off award in this category or this group that we should mention is visual effects. Avatar.
Oh yeah,
the most Avatar. Expensive.
I couldn't remember what
you're was. Like, Gravity.
I was like, yeah, you gotta say the movie. You gotta say the movie.
Grace, I'm gonna make you guess. Yeah, Avatar. Yes. The one Avatar award. Where this one, I was like, if All Quiet on the Western Front beats Avatar in visual effects, I don't know. It might win Best Picture. Like, I was gonna lose it. I was ready for this like to be the one that was I was gonna like floor me.
Yeah. Do you know what I really love about the, I love when they show like in some of these ones, like visual effects where they show like scenes and where they've added in visual effects. Like, I thought it was really cool. Yeah. I mean, no offense. All Quiet was like adding in like, you know, barracks. Whereas like Avatar is like, you have like Sigourney Weaver drowning underwater, you know? It's like, I think that the visual effects are a little bit stronger in Avatar. It's a stunning film.
Yeah. They made up their own technology.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, very well deserved.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
The other one, not nominated for Best Picture, but Ruth Carter wins Best Costume Design for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, where I was very excited. I definitely thought that might go to Elvis. I thought there was also a chance that Babylon could get its maybe only win. Actually, I think it had a stronger chance somewhere else, but very excited for Ruth Carter. And there was a lot of, there's a couple of Black Panther sort of moments, this, and then it gets nominated for song as well. Sort of these like Chadwick Boseman songs, Chadwick Boseman like dedicated song. But when Ruth Carter, like her mom had passed away, and she's like, Chadwick, you take care of my mom. I was like, oh, that's sad. That's sad.
That's almost too real. Like, you can't, it almost seems scripted, you know, even in a way that like, obviously it is not.
Yeah. Yeah, and then and a delight, an absolute. So my hot take from the Oscars, mm-hmm. I think, is I don't know that we need the musical performances. I get it. That okay, I get it.
Well, that Chris, where else are you going to get Lady Gaga?
I know
Rihanna, or as Jimmy Kimmel called her, Rihanna. or who's the other
David one? Byrne or David,
David Byrne,
Byrne.
Acting David crazy Byrne. It was so good, and you could say maybe the Grammys. I would say the Grammys are way too long, period. This one, I mean, well, I don't know. Yeah. I said you were like less music performances. I said let's expand.
Yeah, you want to have 10 original nominees. Songs. I mean, the thing for me is like the problem I'm having is that like every award show is too long, and yet I don't know where you cut anything. Like I honestly don't
they
know
tried
where
cutting
you cut
the awards last year, and people yeah.
And then we're in the section where all these awards are happening, where it's film editing and sound and production design. And Jimmy Kimmel comes out and he's like, "I know the show's lagging at this point, but like, bet you missed the violence." And it's like, "Yeah,
this part sure is rough.
Yeah, this part of the show really sucks. I'm so sorry. But we got to get through it because you guys all wanted it back. I'm so sorry." So
it's
I don't
so insulting to all those awards it's in very, the best way.
It's very funny. I know a friend Zach in the Discord said just like started at like 6 Eastern, so we're not like ending at like midnight. You know, I think that that's like a fit. You know, but I guess the issue is that they are all in Hollywood, so like
if they're starting at 5 p.m. there, we can start it at 6 p.m. here and do it 3 p.m. there. And I get about prime time, blah blah blah. But come on, keep it. You can like rebroadcast. They're never going to do it. But
I actually will say Zach's full suggestion was, why don't we start at 6 p.m. and let it go 6 hours, 5 hours maybe. Oh, and then, there were so many replies that were like, wow, you really had me in the first half.
Yeah. it's a concern.
Because,
but I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a fan of early.
Yeah, just because I feel like where the show like eats up time, I don't really want to cut most of those things. I want everybody to be able to like actually like make a speech. I want everybody to be able to like thank, because if they're only ever gonna win, it should be a rule that the more times you win, the less time you get on stage.
Yes, you get like 20 seconds left, or you
like Meryl Streep gets 5 seconds.
You get 8 seconds, Meryl. We're giving you extra 3 seconds just because you're Meryl. But I actually love that idea. Each time you win, you get maybe like 10 fewer seconds.
There's an argument also to be made that like the Daniels. I don't know how much you actually get to make a second. Like, we got to figure this out about like, because
no,
their
you get
first
to hold up a card. If you've already won an award and now you're being named, you get or you get like an 8x11 piece of paper or a piece of poster, and you get a marker and whatever you can write on that poster.
By the time you get up to stay, you get up, or do you pre
you can say.
You pre-write?
I don't want to
hear
it again about the teachers. Okay.
Yeah, I know. And I feel bad because the downside of it is that like you're like arguably least important win is going to happen. Like that's your first speech where you're like arguably like the most excited. I'm the most excited to hear from you. Right.
Yeah,
so they're
right,
like,
right.
They're up there for like screenplay and then they're up there for director. And then they're up there for best picture. By this point, I'm like, I want to hear from you, but like, obviously this is the bigger
He's
award.
Like, I know I already spoke, but humor me. Something else.
I do.
Which
yeah,
of
I
course
do.
I don't begrudge him for him or either or any of them from speaking, but to your point, it does feel a little bit less, maybe not important, but fresh, unique, interesting, I would say.
There's no solution, I think, to making the Oscars shorter, I think is like the problem. Because then I'm like, get rid of the musical performance. Be like, no, I love them. And I'm like, and to be fair, it is how they get Lady Gaga and Rihanna.
Yes.
And David Byrne.
And David Byrne with Stephanie Sue.
Yeah, who she didn't even really sing in the real version. She just was singing. I mean, I'm not, it's fine, but she can.
I didn't know that was a song, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Natu Natu won. I think it's like, in my opinion, so far and away the best song.
It so clearly is, and not just because it has the amazing dance performance to accompany it. It just has so much, there's so much energy just in the vocals before you, you know, as you're even watching them perform and do an incredible job, obviously.
Yeah, this song should be played at every wedding ever. Yes. It's getting me out on the dance floor. If Natu Natu is
if
on,
Natu
is on
Natu the- is coming, I would also like to be there.
Yeah, Lift Me Up, I think, is like I think it's like good. It's very good. And it's very emotional. It's like, and it's Rihanna singing about Chadwick Boseman. But my one critique is Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick. We did all the best picture nominees. We didn't talk to this song. is totally fine. It's Lady Gaga. She looked great. I thought she was like, no, like basically
she was like,
no,
I'm going to do the Grease version of Hold My Hand. She's like, I'm dressed like I'm Black Light or Grease Lightning. Yeah. It's totally fine.
But the song,
my hot take very quickly first, my hot take about the Rihanna song is
Like,
I'm sorry. And it's very emotional. I just feel like in the movie, I guess kind of like Hold My Hand or Hold Your Hand, whatever.
Yeah, Hold My Hand.
Kind of like, does this fit? But I would say Hold Your Hand or Hold My Hand. Way more egregious. Like the song comes on. I love this movie. Everyone knows I've seen it a million times. Every time the song comes on, I'm like, damn it, like
it doesn't make sense.
Again,
you can't hold hands in an airplane, it's forbidden.
No, that's bad. How is he supposed to fly the plane?
Yeah, and like there is a love story in that movie, but the movie is so much about like Maverick and Rooster, like that's really like the central like thing. And so, and that's like the end of the movie,
but like
I guess they do, but the song makes no sense for the movie. I just need
and to be clear, it's a good Lady Gaga song, she has an amazing voice, obviously.
Yeah,
but it doesn't fit here where they put it in the movie.
I mean
sound, oh yeah, we already said the short films, production design, that was all quiet, that was an early one that, you know, got us nervous.
It had this run. Were you able to check out a lot of the short films? This is the first year I was really able to catch them all, because
first year that I saw Year of Dicks. But
I was so happy Pedro Pascal. He jokes and he's not gonna say it.
He's like, I'm not gonna say it, but then thankfully he had already said it because he has to say it for the recording.
Then he said it. It was really great.
This year we had Riz Ahmed and Pedro Pascal both saying Year of Dicks.
Year of Dicks. Yeah. I got to watch them. TIFF Bell Lightbox played all of them, and so I was able to catch every single one. Back to the song. I'm really frustrated that Tell It Like a Woman, apparently not a super great movie. It's the only movie that was nominated for an Oscar that I didn't get to see because it was like not available literally anywhere. In Canada, I couldn't watch it. So I hate that movie. It's my least favorite movie ever. I hate Telling It Like a Woman.
Because it kept you from your photo finish, so to speak.
Yeah, but I thought lots of very fun stuff in the short. Nothing that won is what I would have wanted to win, but they're all fine. If you want my personal recognition, Halut is the best documentary short that I think should have won. It's amazing. Don't look up anything about it. Just go watch it. It's on YouTube because it's a New Yorker piece. I really love The Pupil, a Disney live action short film, which you can watch on Disney Plus. It's really great. I think you should go watch it. And I did My Year of Dicks. Like, I just wanted that to win because
I wanted a lot of people to have to say it.
Yeah, yeah. And it would have been an Oscar winner. Yeah.
Yeah. Document. I really wanted All the Beauty and the Bloodshed to win for documentary feature film, but.
Yeah, so I mean,
such is life.
This was the other. I also wanted that to win. I also really liked Fire of Love, I do feel like between All the Beauty and the Bloodshed and Navalny, they both sort of had this like timely nature to them. So All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, talking about the opioid epidemic. Mm-hmm. The opioid crisis, trying to take down the Sacklers, and their support of like art and getting museums to take down the Sackler name. And so it also like is it Nan Golden, her life story and like living through the AIDS epidemic in the queer community. Like it's really timely. Navalny, there's like a friggin' war in Ukraine. And,
we didn't stand a chance. We really didn't.
But I will say that movie has some scenes that are wild. There's like so mind blowing. The stuff that they catch on camera. It's like, you know, he's essentially trying to figure out how he was poisoned, and the way he just like gets information and essentially probably ends up getting people killed. And I mean that like that's fine, like these are people who tried to kill him, so like the way, but it's just like some of the scenes in that movie are wild. I'm really not surprised it won, but it did again make me nervous that All Quiet was going to win, because I was like, the like European war Russia movie, war in Europe, so yeah,
yikes.
An Irish Goodbye was fun, but very cute that they sang Happy Birthday to James.
It was cute. That was good use of time. Like, as far as like we talk about like time efficiency and importance and relevance, that felt pretty good.
Yeah. My only, I would just want to give a shout. I really wanted Close to win and best.
I was gonna say, okay, so I literally watched Close today.
Oh,
earlier today, and I was like trying to like, you know, finish off some things. It's crazy. It wasn't the movie I thought it was gonna be, but I loved it, and I really thought it stood a chance. I mean, I honestly thought Argentina 1985 was gonna run away with it because everyone seemed to love that movie and was voting for it in other awards, even though I didn't see it. But no, All Quiet on the Western Front. Freaking
yeah.
No.
I mean, I did think All Quiet would win. I really actually like all four other movies. You watched EO, right?
Yeah,
Big Year for Donkeys. EO. Even Jenny. We even talked about Jenny.
Jenny. I thought that was EO when he first brought her out. I was like, is it EO? Oh, it's Jenny.
Do you think it's actually Jenny though? Do you think it's Jenny?
Like, no, he's, that's like Bob or something else.
He's trying to convince Colin Farrell that it's Jenny. And
Colin Farrell knows that he paid for Jenny to retire. They're not going to pay for Jenny to come to LA.
I know. So this is my controversy that they had told Jenny. They told Jenny. Colin Farrell paid for Jenny.
They told Jenny that her name is Jenny.
Yeah. He paid for retirement. And so if they're flying her over for work.
Him maybe?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I really. Anyway, EO, I love The Quiet Girl. The last, 10 minutes of that movie are absolutely like soul crushing. Yeah,
I wanted to see it, but now I'm not so sure.
No, go see it. Go see it.
Your description.
Go see it. Yeah.
You know, editing everything really well at once. What's the one I wanted to talk about? Costume design. We already did cinematography. Yeah. Okay.
All Quiet.
Mm-hmm. Very quiet about that. Oh, I really sad. Pour one out for Marcel the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
She was losing to, at least it was Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. And I got to see it on the big screen and it was great.
And it was quick. It happened first. Is that why? Just to save you not having to worry all night if Marcel is going to win?
I mean, it was honestly, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. If Marcel the Shell isn't going to win, then let's just get it over with.
I mean, Jenny Slate becomes an Oscar winner, I think, tonight. Are you an Oscar winner if you're in an Oscar-nominated movie? How does that work? Because she's in everything.
No, she's an Oscar nominee. Actually, no, because she's not one of the producers. Never mind.
So she's just been in an Oscar-winning film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar-nominated film, yeah.
No, she's in Everything Ever All at Once.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot. The dog. Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah. So... I think that's really it.
Did we talk about Kiwi Kwan?
We didn't really. I said he opens the show. I said that they should have opened the show story with Kiwi Kwan.
Yeah, great. Right. You know, that was, to his credit, he's been giving that speech a bunch around. And I'm not saying that it wasn't genuine. I'm just saying it felt rehearsed in a way that was respectful, but still emotional. And, you know, I was super, super happy for him. It's one of the better stories in the year, and it feels very emotional. It made everybody feel good, which, you know, selfishly people love to feel good.
Yeah.
And Michelle Yeoh, the mother.
Yeah.
My mother.
Well, I mean, Everything Ever Once sweeps three of the four acting nominations, and they weren't nominated in Best Actor. So yeah, it's a very impressive night for that movie. Kiwi Kwan, it's so good. I mean, you say he's given the same speech. I feel like he has actually tried to really not just give the exact same speech. He actually has really tried to tailor it a little bit. And you can just tell how emotional he was
holding
the Golden Globe. Oh, wow. He did win the Golden Globe.
Oh, my God.
It just meant Golden Statue.
Listen, I'm not accusing him of being Anne Hathaway. We're not going to find out in 5 years that, this is fake. That's not what I'm saying.
Did you know who played all the Golden Statues tonight?
Was it Scarlett Johansson?
Yes, Scarlett Johansson.
She was like, I played the whale. I played the whale.
No, I said this in the Discord. It's a common misconception. She just played the suit. Yeah.
She's like, you know how much of a day it is to have to lay on top of Brendan Fraser for hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Thing.
I mean, the other thing, did you feel any so James Cameron's not there, Tom Cruise isn't there, both get shouted out very early on as not being there.
No shows.
Listen,
you can't save movies and then also come to the award show where they're celebrating movies. That's just too many things.
Is it that you got? I feel like you do got to get these guys, and I get it from like more so Tom Cruise, because I don't think people would rag on James Cameron. Like, I feel like they'd get, you know, Spielberg got a few, like, you
has
know,
James
things.
Cameron come back to the show after he lost to his ex-wife?
I don't know.
I would need to see the details on that.
There's no way, because he didn't make anything in between then, right? Like, maybe or a documentary. Like,
he showed up, but I don't know.
He made some documentaries. Well, so, but I feel like you got to get if Tom Cruise saves cinema, I feel like you do got to try pretty hard. You got to get Tom Cruise. But I mean, then they make Scientology jokes, and like rightfully so. So like then he's like, yeah, I'm not going. But speaking of Scientology.
Yes.
John Travolta.
Sorry.
I know. But it, I mean, yeah, you gotta like, this is the thing, you gotta be like,
I'm like, oh God, a Delta Zeem?
I know, people are very nervous. Uh-huh. But he does, and then it's like, you know, then he does this thing for Olivia Newton-John, who had passed away, and you're like, oh, that's kind of sweet. That's
when,
kinda
yeah, when his voice broke again, I will like,
I know.
This I will openly doubt the authenticity of. I'm sorry, I know that's like really messed up to say. Oh. But when his voice broke and he was like, God, what's the
I know,
word?
The line from Grease, I know, I can't remember. Yeah.
Whatever, it's midnight. I can sing the song, but I can't hear the words. When he said it was like, wow, that I had forgotten that she passed so recently, and hopelessly devoted. That's
hopelessly devoted to you.
You know, it was very sad, and that was, and they actually got me to pay attention to the in memoriam thing a little by doing that. Selfishly, that sounds mean, but you know what I'm saying.
Well. I think most agree. I think people, I think, are kind of agreeing that the most egregious like use of QR codes of the night has to be. Sorry, we didn't get to everybody in the memorial.
When I saw this, I was
but
like,
maybe,
no.
Maybe check out the QR code. Maybe click the QR code.
We can't do this. Not the in memoriam. We cannot do this, Grace.
Do you know why I think it's fine? Because most people, you know, you have the conversation before you die. It's like, you want to be buried? You want to be cremated? And I always say, I want to be in a QR code. I always say that. I always say that.
That's the new, all the new forms will have to be updated. Would you like to be a QR code? Grace, how do you think Austin Butler's feeling right now?
He left the building. I don't know. What am I just saying?
Do you think he thinks it was worth it? Do you think he'll regret all the voices, all the voice?
Here's the voice thing, because he definitely was doing the voice. Like when he won this Golden Globe, he was doing the voice.
He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just how I don't.
But then apparently he filmed Dune and he didn't have the voice. Like Dave Bautista was
in
Dune. Yeah, he's in Dune too. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
He's
That's
playing
crazy.
Elvis in Dune 2, which is weird that he doesn't have the voice.
I just came here to get some spies.
I believe he's
wow.
Do you know he's in the Harkonnen family, which is like the Stellan Skarsgård, you know,
he's like, I know you got hurt in the first movie, Stellan. I gotta come into this one.
Whoa, that's a lot of singing. Whoa.
Scarlett Johansson, eat your heart out. Whatever role you're playing in the movie isn't going to be as good as his.
I think she's playing all of the sand worms.
I think she plays the sand in the first one.
The sand. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're loopy. I think we're very loopy. Overall, I thought, you know, I'm not like blown away by this Oscars. The results, I certainly am very pleased by.
Yeah.
I think
there's something for everyone, it feels like.
The thing I kept saying about like what I wanted to win versus should it win, you know, like I think sometimes at the Oscars, I know, I think it was Zach again who had like in our Oscars pool had bet on All Quiet. And he's like, this is the way to not be, because then like if you're mad that All Quiet won, well, at least you won the pool, you know, you won the bet. I'm like, you got to have like low
this
right?
is the way, Mandalorian. This is the way.
That's what I said. This is the way, because I was like, yeah, because now he's like, well, I didn't win the pool, but friggin' Everything Everyone Wants won. That's great. And so I feel like, you know, there's certainly people who I'm like upset didn't win, but I'm not like, I can't, only one person is allowed to win. It would be very weird if they were like, it's a tie, you know, like I'm upset. Colin, we didn't get like a Colin Farrell speech, but like, well, you know, the Brent Fraser won. So, you know, it's all good, you know?
He'll be
so
back.
Yeah, I thought
not
a very,
but Colin Farrell, well, maybe.
Well, he's got to get Scarlett Johansson off of his back is the problem.
Got to get Scarface Jans off the stage. And
they should do that for everyone. If somebody could, if you have Photoshop, okay, yeah, hold on. If you have Photoshop skills, if you could just tweet every award winner winning, but Scarface Jans is like in the background of every award, no matter who's speaking. So it's like Q Kwan, there's Scarface Jans. It's Guillermo del Toro, there's Scarface Jans.
Please, she doesn't like that people exist outside of the village.
Yeah, she's like, I wouldn't have voted for you. Yeah,
I'm gonna look for the Southern Steel. What is it called? Yeah. The Southern Scoop.
The Southern Cross.
Whatever. Thank you.
Scoop. It's really late. So
I'm sorry.
No. I thought, you know, the one thing I did think was fun, which is like, no, I don't know how much is in their control, was the sort of like fake out of like, oh my God, is All Quiet gonna win? But I don't think I said this earlier. The one thing I thought, there's a big theme tonight of people, and it's been happening at the movies. Are you getting? When I saw Scream, Courtney Cox was like on my screen before the movie, like, thank you so much for coming to the movie theaters.
And like, we've gotten that sometimes, but you get a bunch in Canada that I don't see here.
I don't know what's happening. Everybody is just like, thank you for coming to this. Was like, we're like, the industry is dying. Please, thank you for coming. Like, you don't know how much this means to us.
To do one, but it's just like, she's pissed that you're there.
Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel did it. Harrison Ford says it at the end, which as soon as he said it, I knew that All Quiet was not winning, which he was saying, like, they keep saying this, like, thank you for seeing our movies where they're meant to be made in the theater. And so All Quiet like couldn't win if that's the theme of the night, because it's a stream. Like, I mean, I know you could see it in some theaters and whatever, but like, it's a streamer, right? So you can't, you know. So it did feel like Everything Everywhere All at Once had to win. And I'm just delighted by it. I'm very happy. And what a great night.
What a lovely night for a lot of people. And not Paul Mescal, but he'll be back. I have faith in him.
You could try to console him if you want.
He'll find a way to stop it. He said that he doesn't like when people touch him, so I have to rethink my entire like approach when I meet him.
Your notebook. You have to redo your notes. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Wow, we didn't make a single reference to the slap.
We did it. We did. No, but you're right. We didn't, because we're editing that out. Grace, the Oscars are over. We did we did one podcast for a million years, days, just 10. And so, now look at us. And now we did this and we're done now.
Yeah. What do you think the front runner is for next year?
Barbie.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that's it. I'm on Twitter at @HiFromGrace. Ariel, where can people find you?
That other Ariel on Twitter.
We will have coverage of Scream 6 coming out later this week and lots more movies on the horizon. And thanks for joining us, especially if you listen to many of the daily Oscars podcasts. Good. Until next time. I'm Grace, that's Ariel, and we are Poacher Recaps Theater.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.